由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
In the last message, I left you when we were talking about patience and anger.
在上次嘅节目里边，去到临结束嘅时候，我哋提到忍耐同埋愤怒。
In fact, let me remind you that we have been in the midst of a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
在这里我想是去跟大家讲一讲，我们已经是讲到圣灵的果子这个系列信息的中间的部分了。
We have discussed love, joy, and peace, and now we are talking about patience.
我们已经讨论过圣灵的三种的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐和和平。现在我们要去讲圣灵第四种的果子，忍耐了。
And we talked about repression and suppression.
我们探讨过压抑愤怒和掩饰愤怒的这两种人。
There is a third group of people who are not practicing patience.
实际上还有第三种没有在忍耐这一方面好好下功夫的人。
Some of you might be thinking, well, these descriptions are not me.
你们当中一定有人会想，我并不是你们所形容的那种人来的。
When I get angry, everyone knows it.
当我发嬲嘅时候，系人人都会知道嘅。
I don't repress or suppress my anger.
我从来都唔会压抑或者掩饰自己嘅愤怒。
You might even be proud of your forthrightness.
可能咧，你仲会系为自己嘅率直去觉得好自豪添。
Just as the suppressors of anger are proud of their false self-control.
这个就好似压抑愤怒的人为了不正确的自我控制能力而感到很自豪一样。
There is no reason for either person to be proud of their behavior.
其实这两种人都没有理由为自己的行为是感到自豪的。
Because neither is biblical.
因为这两种的行为，即是包括了压抑愤怒和掩饰自己的愤怒，都是不合乎圣经的原则的。
Those who suppress their anger need to learn to develop the fruit of the Spirit.
那些压抑自己愤怒的人，他们需要去学下怎样去结出圣灵的果子。
And to develop the fruit of the Spirit of patience is to learn how to develop the proper, godly, biblical expression of your anger.
要结出忍耐这一种的果子，就要去学下表达恰当的、属于神的、符合圣经教导的愤怒了。
For the people who express their anger as rage, most of the time need to develop the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience.
那些经常大发脾气的人，他们需要去学习培养出忍耐这一种圣灵的果子。
They need to learn to be slow to anger.
他们需要去学怎样能够不轻易发怒呢？
Now that is an incredible balance I personally crave.
这个实在是一种很美妙的中庸之道，我自己就很渴望能够做得到了。
I heard about an old man who learned this balance in his approach of anger and the expression of it.
我听讲有一位嘅老人家，佢已经咧系学识咗点样以中庸之道嚟去发泄佢嘅怒气。
He sat in a waiting room of a doctor's office, and most of you have experienced for several hours.
佢坐喺一个医生嘅候诊室里边，就好似大多数嘅人一样。他已经等了好几个钟头了。
Finally, he said to the nurse,
最后他就对护士说，
I'm going to go home now and die a natural death.
他说，我都是回家等死吧了。
That is a good balance.
这个实在是一个很美妙的中庸之道来的。
Parents with young children certainly have to learn this balance.
作为年幼子女的父母，一定要学习这种中庸之道。
Don't confuse patience as the fruit of the Spirit with false patience or fake endurance.
千祈不要将圣灵所结的忍耐的果子和错误的耐性或者是虚假的强忍混淆在一起。
There are some people who are just too lazy to respond.
有些人所谓的忍耐只是懒于去作出回应而已。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这些并不是圣灵所结的忍耐的果子。
Others may be so proud that they will not dignify their attackers with response.
另外有些人呢，因为太过骄傲了，看不起那些激怒自己的人，根本呢，是不会去理睬他们的。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这个亦都不是圣灵所结的忍耐的果子。
And yet there are others who are just insensitive to criticism.
还有一些人呢，根本是对人的批评完全麻木的。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这个当然亦都不是圣灵所结的忍耐的果子啦。
All of these may come across as long suffering and patience, but in reality they are not.
以上的所有的人看上去呢都好像很能够忍耐的，但是实际上呢其实并不能够忍耐。
Listen to me, please, very carefully.
请特别留心听我跟住要讲嘅。
The source of true long suffering and patience is the Holy Spirit of God.
真正忍耐嘅根源系来自神，来自圣灵嘅。
That is why we began by talking about what it means to be Spirit-filled.
呢个就系点解我哋一开始就讲解被圣灵充满嘅含义。
To be filled with the Spirit of God is a daily act.
我哋每个人每一日都要被圣灵充满。
As you are filled with the Spirit of God on a daily basis,
当你每一日都被圣灵充满嘅时候，
He will produce in you the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
佢就会喺你生命里边结出圣灵嘅果子啦。
And the motive of true long suffering and patience is the glory of God.
真正忍耐的动机呢，是为了要去荣耀神。
What really counts is what makes you patient.
忍耐要有正确的动机，才是有意义和有价值的。
When you are long-suffering and patient with those who persecute you because of your faith, you are truly demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你去忍耐那些因为你的信仰来去迫害你的人的时候，你就真正彰显了圣灵的果子了。
When you are long suffering and patient in overcoming temptation, you are truly demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你在诱惑面前去忍耐的时候，你就真正彰显出圣灵的果子了。
When everyone around you trying to take shortcuts and cut corners and take it easy, but you choose the hard work and standing for the truth,You are demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你身边的人都在寻找捷径，在偷工减料，投机取巧的时候，你却是继续选择殷勤工作，为了真理而坚持，那你就彰显出圣灵的果子了。
When you do not see visible rewards and swift justice, and you are tempted to give in and give up,
当你得不到眼前的报酬，或者是及时的公道，甚至是令到你想屈服和放弃的时候。
But you persevere and you stand firm, you are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你仍然坚持下去，站立得稳，那你就正是在展现着圣灵的果子了。
One of the causes for impatience is ignorance.
急躁嘅其中一个原因系无知。
Ignorance, you say?
你话系无知
？Yes.
系啊，冇错，系无知啊。
When your horizon is limited,
当你嘅视野受到限制嘅时候
，When your focus is you and your little world。
当你的焦点是局限在你自己身上或者是你周围狭隘的世界的时候
When your vision extends no further than the tip of your nose
当你只是顾眼前的事情的时候
And then you experience frustration
你就会觉得很沮丧
You will be impatient
你会变得很不耐烦
And what normally will happen is this
而通常的情况呢会是这样的
When you don't have and live with eternity in mind,
在你的心里面是没有永恒这个的概念。
Whenever you face tough times, you will become angry and enraged.
当你遭遇艰难的时刻，觉得有很多危难的时候，你就会很愤怒，很难受了。
When you cannot see God's big picture,
当你看不见神的全盘的计划的时候，
Every time you face minor crisis, fear and anger will be your normal reaction.
每次当你遇到小小的危机，你经常有的反应就会是恐惧和愤怒了。
Small children are often impatient and demanding.
那些年幼的小孩子总是没什么耐性，而且是有很多要求的。
Why?
为什么他们会是这样的
呢? Because they think that the world revolves around them.
因为他们以为整个世界都是围绕着他们而存在的。
Because they are ignorant of the big picture.
因为他们根本不知道这个世界是几咁浩大。
Because they are so self-focused.
因为他们只是注意自己。
Children can't help it, they have an excuse.
细路仔的无知是情有可原的。
But not us.
但是我们的无知却是不是情有可原的。
It is like the story about the father and the son who were driving 1,000 kilometers on a special fishing trip.
就好像一个故事里面有个父亲和他的仔，他们开车去到1,000公里之外的地方去钓鱼。
And the son kept on asking.
个仔就不停地问他的爸爸。
How many kilometers we've got left?
还有多少公里我们才去到目的地啊
And the father would answer 800 kilometers.
爸爸就回答说还有800公里。
The boy waits a little while and then he asks again, how many kilometers?
过了一阵个仔又问了还有多少公里我们才去到目的地呢
And the father would answer 600 kilometers.
爸爸就回答还有600公里。
And the boy waits a little longer, and then he asks again.
个仔等咗一阵，又问同样嘅问题啦。
And the father answers 500 kilometers.
爸爸就回答，仲有500公里。
Finally, the boy said.
最后个仔就话啦。
Will we get there before my 6th birthday?
我哋仲有几耐先至到呢？系咪喺我6岁生日之前就会赶到啦
？Ignorance causes impatience.
无知是会令我们失去了耐性的。
Conversely, faith, knowledge is vital ingredient for patience.
相反，有关信心的知识就成为让我们能够忍耐的关键的要素了。
This is not just head knowledge, but knowledge and understanding that permeates all of your life.
这个不单只是头脑里面的知识，而且仲系融入你生命里边嘅知识同埋思想。
Christian patience is based upon the absolute, unshakable belief that God is sovereign.
基督徒嘅忍耐系基于绝对嘅、不被动摇嘅信念去影响，知道神系掌管万有嘅主宰嚟嘅。
And that He is at work in the lives and on behalf of His children.
佢为佢嘅儿女嘅好处。在他们的生命里面去作工。
Christian patience stems from the knowledge that they will not be forgotten nor forsaken by the very God to whom they have committed their souls.
基督徒能够忍耐，是因为他们知道 自己将灵魂交托给这位神，他是永远不会忘记或者遗弃他们的。
Christian patience spring from the expectancy that the God who loves them and died for them.
基督徒能够忍耐，是因为他们知道神爱他们，甚至愿意为他们死。
And cares for every detail of their life.
并且是无微不至地去照顾他们的生命。
Is soon coming back to take them home.
他们期待神能够快点回来接他们回去天家那里。
Let me give you a sure formula for impatience.
让我为你提供一个保证，让你不能够有耐性的公式。
It works for me every time.
对我来讲呢，是真是屡试不爽的。
The more you forget your real home, the more you treat this world as if it is your real home.
你越是忘记了自己真正的家乡在哪里，那你就会越会将这个世界当成是你自己的屋企。
Then the more impatient you will become with the aggravations of life.
咁你对生活里边嘅逆境咧，就越唔能够忍耐啦。
When something is broken or a costly mistake is made, I often say, "But what is that in comparison to eternity in heaven?"
当一啲嘅嘢打烂咗，又或者系我犯咗一啲嘅错，系付出昂贵嘅代价嘅时候，我经常都会话俾自己听。这个和天堂永恒的福气相比，实在是不算得上什么。
But I want to tell you in all honesty, that is the only way for me to develop the fruit of the Spirit.
但是让我很诚实地告诉你，唯有是这样做，我才能够结出圣灵的果子。
The only thing that works and will work is when you begin to focus on heaven as your real home.
唯一有效而且是一定有效的办法，就是定睛在天堂那里，将天堂看为是你真正的家乡。
That nothing in this life can be compared to the glory that is awaiting us.
今生再没有任何的事物可以同将来的荣耀相比的了。
Believers who have lost sight of that, they become impatient.
基督徒如果睇唔到呢一点，咁佢就会失去咗耐性。
That is why they get irritated.
佢哋就因为咁而变得好暴躁、好急躁啦。
That is why they get aggravated.
佢哋因为咁变得好容易就被激嬲啦。
Because we have lost sight of our true destiny, that is heaven.
因为我哋睇唔见自己真正嘅结局，乃系天堂。
Believers who have lost sight of that.Become impatient.
基督徒如果睇唔见呢一点，就会失去耐性。
They become irritated.
佢哋会好嬲。
They become aggravated.
佢哋嘅情绪会不断恶化。
Because they have lost sight of their true destiny, which is heaven.
因为佢哋失去咗一个嘅确信，就系失去咗对自己嘅真正命运，亦即系上天堂嘅确信啦。
James chapter 5 gives us three examples that spares us to patience.
雅各书第五章俾咗我哋三个嘅例子去激励我哋要忍耐。
First,
第一点
，He said you must understand the law of farming.
佢话你一定要明白 耕种农田的定律。
James chapter 5 verse 7。
在雅各书五章七节，雅各书五章七节那里是这样讲的，请大家听我读出。他说，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
If the farmer keeps on digging the seed and see how it's doing, he will never get a harvest.
如果农夫不断挖出那些种子，看看到底生长成怎样，他将会永远都得不到丰收的。
Like a farmer, we must obediently be patient for God's timing.
好像农夫一样，我们是一定要耐心去等候神的时间。
The farmer does not confuse waiting with laziness.
农夫不会分不清忍耐等候和懒惰的分别。
While he is waiting for the harvest, he is working and repairing the harvest equipment.
在等待的期间，他照常是去工作，他维修那些收割用的农具。
Preparing silos.
他准备好那个的地窖。
Preparing the barns.
亦都要去准备好那个的谷仓的。
The second point James makes is that the righteous do suffer for their righteousness.
第二点呢，雅各要指出义人呢要为义受苦的。
Chapter 5 verse 10。
大家呢请听我读出第五章十节呢，是雅各书的第五章十节。那里说，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
There were not only martyrs in the first century, there are martyrs who are suffering today for the sake of Christ.
为主殉道的基督徒呢，不是只是在第一世纪出现的，在今时今日仍然是有为主殉道的基督徒。
A martyr suffers not because of evil doing.
殉道者所受的苦不是因为他们有什么恶行。
But because the world system hates God and the truth and the followers of Jesus Christ.
而是因为这个世界恨恶神和真理，以及是耶稣基督的门徒。
When you are suffering as a consequence of your sin,
当你是为到你自己所犯的罪而受苦的时候，
there is no reward for your patience in that case.
你不会因为忍受痛苦而得到奖赏。
But when you are patient, when you are suffering injustice and things that are out of your control, God has great reward for your patience.
但是当你因为不公义和不是你能够控制的事去忍受痛苦的时候，神就为了你的忍耐预备了大大的一份奖赏了。
The third thing that James does is remind us to remember Job.
第三点，雅各提醒我们要记住旧约的人物约伯。
James chapter 5 verse 11。
雅各书第五章第十一节，大家可以一起听我去读出，是雅各书计第五章第十一节那里是这样讲的。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Even God seemed to deal unfairly with Job.
即使神好像不公平地去对待约伯。
Although we know it was Satan who was at work.
就算我们知道这个是撒旦的诡计。
But in fact, Job blamed God.
实际上，约伯亦都埋怨过神。
But James said, "Remember the great outcome and the joy that follows as the reward for patience."
但系雅各话，请记住， 神最后都俾约伯好好嘅结局同埋喜乐，作为对佢忍耐嘅奖赏。
Look forward to that, and you will grow as you cultivate the fruit of patience.
要有盼望，当你不断去培养出忍耐嘅果子嘅时候，你就会成长啦。
Let me remind you again of the patience of God.
让我再一次去提醒你神嘅忍耐啊。
While God is patient, His patience will not remain forever.
神系有耐性嘅，而佢嘅耐性系会永远咁样去忍受落去。
One day Jesus is coming back to judge the earth.
终有一日，耶稣会再来去审判呢一个嘅世界。
Where will you be?
到时你会喺边一度呢？
Today you can give your life to Him.
今日你可以将自己嘅生命交俾主耶稣基督。
Today you can accept His salvation and be assured of heaven.
今日你可以接受佢嘅救恩，并且得到上天堂嘅确据。
Will you do that even now?
你现在就可以咁做啦，你会唔会做呢？
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。另外，如果你对今集嘅节目或者喺读经嘅方面有任何嘅意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址就可以啦。好啦，愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再见。